ایمان را در خودتون تقویت بکنید، ایمانی که هم در اینجا شما را شرافتمند می کند و هم در پیشگاه حق آبرو دارید و با آبرومندی وارد می شید به تخت اعلی.
In the path of the Imam.
In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. Dear listeners, if you remember, we have made you familiar in a couple of episodes with the views of British thinker Hamid Algar on Imam Khomeini. Algar, teacher of Islamic studies in Berkeley University of California, believes that the Islamic Revolution would have never triumphed without the leadership of Imam Khomeini. Today, you'll get more familiar with his views on Imam Khomeini. Stay tuned, please. Hamid Algar believes that Imam Khomeini had a stable and independent political opinion for 50 years since 1930s. The Imam's ideas were clearly manifested in his writings and speeches. Algar maintains that Imam Khomeini, besides holding ethical classes, which had political impacts, would always bolster people's relation with religious bodies. The writing of Kashful Asrar, or Exposure of Secrets, was another important measure which reveals the Imam's active participation in politics, although the book apparently defended Islam and Shia school of thought. The British thinker says that the publication of this book was a strong response to all those who had turned into the victims and agents of imperialism to disgrace and devaluate religion. Hamid Algar writes, "The increase of anti-clergy wave was the result of the Pahlavi regime's policies. Thus, the impugning of such works was considered as a political measure. In addition, parts of Kashful Asrar had explicitly and strongly censured the Pahlavi regime and attacked Reza Shah for preserving of his rule through bayonet." Algar continues, "Imam Khomeini made it clear that acceptance of the Shah by clergymen will continue as long as no other better system could be created. It was probably then that Imam Khomeini decided to overthrow the kingdom. He's surely the one who knows how to conceal his plans and, with an undefeatable strategy, judge the needs and goals which will be reacted by public opinion. Anyway, we find the first signs of the political theory of Velayat-e-Faqih in Kashful Asrar that, later on, shaped the foundations of the Islamic Republic's constitution. In this phase, this theory had not been presented yet as a clear and undeniable result of Shia belief." British University lecturer Hamid Algar believes that Imam Khomeini had not taken a clear political measure till 1962 due to safeguarding the status of marjaiyat as the source of religious guidance of the Muslim community. In other words, the great source of emulation, Grand Ayatollah Borujerdi, would refrain from serious confrontation with the regime. Moreover, Algar says that the second reason for Imam Khomeini's apparent passivity till 1962 was that some of the political leaders were not of the same opinion as Imam Khomeini. He writes, in the years 1941 and 1953, when the religious leadership was in bad conditions and the political arena was turbulent and despairing, Imam Khomeini was mainly engaged in teaching of jurisprudence. Such an activity was an effective method to change the political and intellectual stance prevailing in Qom and also a background for instructing a generation of combatant ulema who played an important role in the events leading to the formation of the Islamic Republic. Hamid Algar maintains that the big number of students at Imam Khomeini's courses, his attempt to create basic reforms in the seminaries in order to encourage useful and novel ideas, and training of influential figures were among the top features of Imam Khomeini's classes. These factors turned the Imam into the great source of emulation after the passing away of Ayatollah Burujerdi. The British thinker writes, the Islamic Revolution can be considered as one of the most public sources through the history of Islam. And the spiritual movement and the socio-political revival resulting from the emergence of an undeniable ethical qualification and the society's enthusiastic inclination to obey him. Such movements increased, especially in the 8th and 19th centuries, when Muslim nations were subjected to all-out assaults of imperialism. Elsewhere, he comments on the personality of Imam Khomeini. Imam Khomeini can be considered as the heir of combatant Shia ulama and the heir of personalities like Sayyid Ismail in India, Amir Abdul Qadir in Algeria, and Sheikh Shamil in Dagestan. Algar writes on the unique character of Imam Khomeini as the important factor of victory of the Islamic Revolution. The first phase of the revolution, which led to the annihilation of the Shah's regime, yielded without a party, a guerrilla army, or any other type of common political parties in the modern world. What played the determining role in its success was the loyalty of the masses of people, too, and their obedience of the personality who enjoyed perfect ethical qualification according to the Islamic Sunnah, that is the practice. Dear listeners, on that note, we have come to the end of Hamid Algar's views on Imam Khomeini. Next time, we will touch upon the views of another thinker.